The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes, he saw that a large crowd was coming to him. He said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place, so the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were coming, they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord. The ribbon came out of the book this morning. Couldn't find the page. It's good to be back from vacation. I missed being here last week. And it was also good to be with our young people as they had their performances of Oklahoma the last 3 nights. So with vacation done and Oklahoma done, now I kind of feel like I can get back to normal. Of course, the miracle of Jesus in today's gospel prefigures the Eucharist. Reflecting on it, however, I realized that I had always thought of this gospel as a miracle of overwhelming abundance, where there had been nothing, no food to meet such hunger and such need, thousands of people and nothing to eat in an out-of-the-way place. To feed them only a little would cost 200 days' wages. Despite this, Jesus tells his disciples to feed them. I feel like this sometimes when looking at our world, looking at so much desperate need. Hunger for food, hunger for God, many aren't even aware of what they're looking for. Facing impossible social division, economic inequality, prejudice. What can we do in the face of so much hatred and at the same time so much indifference? Well, it isn't that we have nothing. We might not have much, but it is something. Faced with the difficulties, somebody else's 5 barley loaves and 2 fish might not seem like much, but it is not nothing. Here's what I discovered. Maybe this gospel isn't so much about the miracle of multiplying itself. Andrew offers Jesus what they have, and Jesus has Andrew bring it to him. And that was the only thing Jesus needed to do his work. That is what he came to do, to gather us and redeem us and multiply our humble gifts for the salvation of the world. Our entire world has been confronted with many unusual things in the last few years. A global pandemic, unexplainable wars, with leaders who have not responded to famines, fires, genocide, disasters. The list goes on. We have had a taste of what it feels like to be powerless. What are we doing then? Some are in roles where they can be heroes. Most of us do what we can, caring for each other, maybe sometimes just small acts of charity and kindness, in a way that we can become instruments of God's grace and mercy. We learn that we have to rely on God's power, which alone can bring victory. Here is the point. The miracle of the loaves and fishes takes place, and then Jesus needs us to distribute the food so that all are fed, and to clean up afterwards so that not a crumb is wasted. It is very easy to lament the condition of the world, and like the apostles, feel overwhelmed. Jesus tells us that we should just bring him what we have so that we can get started together. The conversion of the whole world begins with each of us and with our own few loaves and fishes. The world seems to be in an increasingly bad state, and the problems feel overwhelming. Systems of poverty and injustice, global migration, environmental change. In addition, the resources we have seem to be limited to be able to turn back the tide of these things. What will we ever do with only 5 loaves and 2 fish? Jesus says, "Bring them to me." Of course, the miracle of Jesus in today's gospel prefigures the Eucharist. I started my homily with that statement today. Of course. But our church today can fall into the trap that the gift is something given for its own sake, and not put 2 and 2 together to realize that the gift is for a reason. That is why it is food, so we don't starve in our satisfaction of the gift. The holy food with which we are fed becomes the means of our feeding others. This is by Jesus' example and at his command. If we only concern ourselves with ourselves, we've lost sight of the miracle of why it is, beyond the miracle of that it is. The amazing reality of Jesus with us, body and blood in the Eucharist, does not expose our limitations or our unworthiness or our shortness of vision. Rather, it actually gives us unlimited ability. It makes us worthy. It allows us to open horizons to see where we could only dream before. Your gifts, your 5 loaves and 2 fish, are enough. They are enough because it is Christ who works through you. Of course, we are not enough by ourselves, but in him we can work miracles.